Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Fratello Talks. I'm your host Nacho. This week I'm joined by my colleagues
Dan
and
Morgan.
And we're going to be discussing our desert island watches.
Yes.
So people traditionally pick their desert island records or desert island foods, right? The concept is you're stranded on a desert island. What are the watches that you can take? And it's a situation that hits us a little bit close to home, Morgan, because you're going to be moving not to a desert island.
It's not desert.
It's a tropical island. And you'll probably be taking a, well, hopefully more than just one watch.
I hope I will bring all of my stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not only one watch.
I think perhaps for a little while, this will be at least your potentially one of your final episodes, if not the final episode of that we'll have you here on Fratello Talks. But hey, if you're ever in town, pop into the podcast. We'll be happy to have you.
Yeah, that would be nice.
But going back to the topic of desert island watches, I think we'll each be picking more than a couple just to kind of go through the ones that we'd like to do. But before we look at those watches, let's look at the ones that are on our wrists. Morgan, what's on your wrist today?
So I have the limited edition for Fratello Aquastar, Deep Star 2. Deep Star 2 with the pink dial.
Lovely.
And I just put it back on the wrist. It's really nice.
You haven't seen that one for a while, have you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was in the safe and I do like it a lot.
Last time you went surfing with it.
Yeah, surfing. Yeah. Surfing. In the water, actually. Yeah.
You were in the water.
Yeah, that's true. In the Dutch water.
Dutch, yeah.
That was the adventure.
You're saying you cannot surf in Holland?
People can probably. I can't surf anywhere, even in my tropical island where I'm going to be moving in.
Maybe you'll be a surfer before the end of the year.
Man,
who knows?
There's people surfing. There's people dying also. Oh.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Surf, but be safe. Be safe.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a surfer, but I do like that. You could
dabble.
Yeah,
Why not? It's a
learning.
Fun thing. It's a fun thing. Dan, what is on your wrist today?
Yeah, I'm working on a hands-on article with this Le Sablier.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a brand from
it's not
Washington.
A French brand.
It's not French.
Sounds no, very French.
Yeah, Le maybe Sablier. I should pronounce it the American way because it's from Washington, D.C., so,
okay.
So then it maybe becomes Le Sablier.
From our friends across the...
Le Sablier.
Sablier.
Across the pond.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the LS04 Travel Graph.
Travel Graph.
Okay. It's a 40mm watch with the Miyota 9075...
The Flyer GMT.
Flyer GMT movement, which is here turned into a world timer because it has a world timer...
Function
ring on it.
Cool.
And it has an aventurine dial.
Very nice.
So it's an interesting piece. And it could actually be the watch
that you take
or a good candidate to take to your desert island.
Desert island, yeah. Or tropical island. It doesn't have to be a life or death scenario. I think it could just be, you know, you're on a tropical island for a few weeks and what watch do you take?
But it's a very capable watch and you can keep track of other time zones. So
what's the water resistance on this one?
100 meters.
Oh, that's nice. With a screw down crown?
Screw down crown.
Hey,
you can go into the water with it.
That's fantastic. Yes. That gives you peace of mind.
No, it's really good.
Very cool. Well, speaking of 40 millimeters and 100 meters of water resistance with a screw-down crown, I'm wearing an RZE Resolute in a desert tan colorway. This is one of the brand's recent introductions. Just before we released the Fratello limited edition model. I really like it. I love the format. It's nice and slim. It's a perfect Gata watch grade... I don't know what grade of titanium, but it's titanium nonetheless, and it's ultra hex titanium, which means that it's hard coated, so scratch resistant.
If you want to lay on the beach,
exactly,
good.
You could. It's desert sand, but you also find sand on the beach. So this could
don't lose it. If you drop it, you'll never find it back.
No, exactly. Especially on the color match strap. But this is what I've gone with today, and. I really dig it. I can't wait to get my Fratello LE, actually. Hopefully, deliveries will begin soon. So how should we approach this? Shall we go around and everybody picks maybe one watch and then they discuss and justify why they think that that's a great option for a desert island?
Yeah, should we do first from our own collection and maybe then from anywhere else?
Yeah, let's do it like that. That works. That's really nice.
Okay. You start then?
I can start. Although I'm not sure if I already know what I'm going to pick, but yeah, because I'm thinking it. Well, it has to be an automatic watch because I like on the island. I don't really want to be bothering with
hand winding
every morning.
Prefer finding some food.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So,
well, it's not necessarily a survival.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm thinking about it. I'm enjoying my time on the island.
Right. But so, what the hell would you do on a desert island anyway?
Drink some coconuts. Fish.
I don't want to spend time winding my watch.
Get a killer tan.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, maybe I have enough time to do it, but I don't
want
to
be true.
Thinking about it.
Yeah. So
it's going to be an automatic. So then I'm thinking, Rolex Explorer, but that's maybe a bit boring. And I'm also thinking, I kind of like the fact that I can track another time zone.
Yeah.
So it might be nice to bring the Serica actually.
Yeah. True.
Of course. Then I have the bezel with the 24-hour.
That's nice.
Scale on it.
Yeah.
And
12-hour or 20?
12-hour. 12-hour. Sorry, yeah. 12-hour.
Still gives you that function.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have two time zones. I'm using mine also for different time zones.
Yeah, which is nice. So The Explorer could be nice because it's very water resistant. It's capable of doing anything and it's automatic, so it will keep time throughout all my days. Mm-hmm. But the Serica might be the ultimate pick.
It's a great option, especially the one that you have, because it has that nice colorway that would remind you of the tropical waters.
Exactly,
that
it matches
that imprison you.
Ambiance, yes.
Yeah, perfect. That's a really great option, actually, from your collection. I was thinking maybe you'd say the Explorer because it's also kind of a rugged adventurer's watch and it has decent water resistance. But it's true that having a little bit of extra function is really nice. Okay. Really, really nice.
And I can use it to dive as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Fantastic. So, Morgan, what would be your pick from your collection?
It's going to be, I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I went to not desert island, but to tropical island already.
Okay.
And it's going to be probably my FXZ.
That's a good choice.
For me, it's the FXZ because it's a dive watch. Mm-hmm. And when I'm on an island, I won't have a watch that can go into the water. And I also want a watch that I'm not afraid of losing or doing pretty much whatever, like jumping from rocks into a river or whatever.
Right, right.
And so with the fixed lugs of the FXZ, I'm really confident with the watch, mm-hmm. like not losing it. And that's really a nice peace of mind to have, to be honest.
That's true.
So there's no second time zone, but when I'm there, I don't care about what else, whatever else. Yeah. I don't care about whatever people do. No, I'm just kidding. But it would be my blue FXZ. So it's another blue watch for the pickup.
Very nice. Very
what
nice.
What about you?
Yeah, it's a good question. I was thinking, do I have any solar powered watches? And it's true that I have a G-Shock, a multi-band G-Shock that could be actually quite a good option, 200 meters. Yeah. But I think that at least more than a couple of us would agree that a rubber strap is maybe not the most comfy option. It gets a little bit tacky. It gets a little sweaty. And also, let's stick to a mechanical watch. And I think. I think that obviously avoiding picking my own FXD, I would go with my Breitling Avenger chronograph.
Oh, really?
Because yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? 300 meters dive watch.
And where's the Seamaster in that?
The Seamaster would also be a good choice, but I feel that here a little bit of extra functionality will also be quite nice.
Okay.
So it has 300 meters of water resistance. It has a dive bezel. And it also has a 12-hour chronograph, which is really nice.
And it can be a weapon.
It can be a weapon.
If you want to hunt for some food,
coconuts.
You can just throw the watch away at some wild animals and
But it's also titanium. So in a way, it's also going to be relatively lightweight. I don't think I would take it on the bracelet. I think I'd take it on some sort of elastic strap or a NATO or something like this. So that I think that would be my choice from my own collection. Though I almost talked myself out of it when I was considering the G-Shock there at the beginning, because that actually would make the most sense. It's multi-band world time. I mean, it's got just about all the function that you might want on a desert island, including a backlight, which could be quite useful for the long nights. But I'm going with my Breitling because I think that's
I didn't know it was so water resistant.
300 meters.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's kind of like an aviation watch, but it's also very much a dive watch. Yeah. It's a little bit more like those Seamaster chronographs, like big and chunky, and with a lot of functionality. So cool. I think that's
nice.
That's going to be my pick ultimately. Yeah. So what would we pick? And this, it can be one, it can be a handful of them. What would we pick from outside our collection? Thinking out of the box.
Yeah, so I was also thinking a solar-powered watch because, it makes sense. You don't really have to think about it, but it won't run like 15 years from now, I guess.
Yeah.
Because in the end, the battery is going to run out. But
hopefully you're not on the island for 15
years. Yeah, well, I don't know.
Stranded for 15 years.
You said it was not a dead or life situation.
No.
So
no,
we can say 15 years.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, if you don't run out of coconuts.
Exactly.
Or fish to eat, I don't know.
Yeah.
But so I was thinking G-Shock as well because it's very capable. It's water resistant, shock resistant. A lot of functions. There are some the ones you have to charge are for the fitness stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Those have more of a lithium battery, I think, or something. But these,
I wouldn't go with that.
The classic multi-band solar powered one. Those are that you don't have to open the case back for any good reason. So
that's true.
Yeah, I think G-Shock is a really good option.
Would you go with the square or would you go with the sort of the 6900, the sort of horseshoe shaped?
I think the Casio-Oak actually.
Casio-Oak,
I think they just
with the hands, with
launched
the real hands.
It. The hands and the digital display because I really like the hybrid.
That's nice.
Character.
Yeah. And I prefer the square one.
I think it would be that one. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. And you'd go with a resin version, not on a bracelet, because I know there's some metal versions of it now.
Yeah, actually, when I saw Gerard's titanium version of the square, I got a bit jealous.
It's a cool watch,
but I don't think there's a titanium version of the Casio-Oak yet.
Not yet. I don't think so. But there's probably some aftermarket hodgepodge kind of mod pieces available.
Yeah, maybe like a.
But Casio, if you're listening, Dan has a wish for you.
I think this is a good idea, Casio.
Yeah, it will work. If the square one works, I think it's probably one of their best selling design after
for
the
sure.
square one.
Sure.
I think this one, they nailed it.
Yeah, definitely. It works really well.
Definitely. Yeah.
Super works well.
But that one in titanium, I think would be a winner on the island.
Absolutely.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely. Perfect. And Morgan, what would be something from outside of your own
Outside of my own watch box, I would definitely go with the GMT.
Okay.
Because GMT. I don't care about what's happening outside.
A world timer or specifically a GMT?
No, GMT. Okay. Like GMT, okay. GMT with like water resistant capabilities still, because I think it's still important for me to have a watch that I can use underwater or doing pretty much whatever, and still being able to track two time zones.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pick the Serica because I have it obviously in my watch box.
Yeah.
It's not on purpose, but I think I would keep. I would still go with the Tudor, the new Tudor GMT.
The new one. Yeah. Ah, okay.
The Black Bay. Yeah.
Yeah, because I like the gold accent. It reminds me of my first Tudor Black Bay 41, the burgundy one.
Oh, yeah, true.
It has the yellow, like, it was not gold,
sort of
but it
gilt,
was
gilt
accent. Gilt accent on it.
Yeah.
And I really like that, to be honest.
Very nice.
And it's a Black Bay, so it also has 200 meters of water resistance. Mm-hmm. It's METAS certified. So if I want to take the plane and go through security dozens of times, I'm not afraid of the magnets.
True. That's a good point.
It keeps really good time, and I can track two, even three time zones if I use the bezel. So I think I would go with that one. And I would.
On the bracelet.
I'm not a rubber guy. Usually I'm not a rubber guy, but I think this one looks super cool on the rubber.
It does look cool on the rubber, but I know you're a fan of Tudor's textile straps.
Yeah, but this one doesn't come with one.
Ah, okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, interesting. I thought
if it came with it, I would definitely went with the textile strap.
Yeah. With the Velcro.
No. You remember for the other ones, you have the
buckle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one with the buckle. So if that was an option, I would have went with this one for sure, because from now on, it's still the most comfortable strap I ever wore. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice, really well made. It's really
those are the ones made on a special loom in, is it Saint-Étienne or something?
Yeah, it's
like
near Saint-Étienne. It's made with the old machines, actually. Yeah.
In France. And
yeah, it's
very special.
Really, really nicely made.
I still have the camo version from the Black Bay 36.
Yeah, do you like it?
Very nice.
It's super. It's
the
super nice.
Very good.
I really like it a lot.
That's a 20 millimeter one, right?
It's 19 actually, and it's a little bit. It's more towards 18. The strap itself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's very. It's really very
small.
Narrow. Yeah.
Small. But yeah, I would go with the Tudor GMT, the new one. Yeah. And also because they reshaped the case and made it slimmer and everything. So I think it's really nice. And probably on the rubber.
Okay.
Probably on the rubber.
Cool. And you have the T-fit, which is nice.
Yeah, you still have the buckle with the T-fit. So it's nice.
Very nice.
I would go on the rubber.
Cool. I don't know. There's so many sort of great options.
It's hard, right?
But I think, and I'm going to go a little bit out of left field here, but I'm going to pick the Richard Mille RM25-01, which is the Sylvester Stallone Richard Mille, which I think it includes a number of useful survival features.
Do you know that you don't have to buy the island where you are?
No, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I could
it's not a trade.
But think about it this way, that could be an ultimate bargaining chip, right? But in the meantime, while you're stranded on the island, it's not a life or death scenario. I'll trade you that. It has water purification tablets, it has a compass, and a ton of other features. So,
it's still a life or death situation.
Okay,
it's a Swiss knife.
Exactly. Yeah. I think in this sense we all mentioned it before started recording, but we all mentioned the Breitling emergency as well. I think that would be really, if it was a life or death scenario, that's the one you want to have on your wrist. Is you just pull out the little antenna,
sends out
set
the
off
signal,
the beacon,
and you will still be in a death or life situation. Stop it.
No, exactly. So, but if I'm relaxing...
If you choose to go there and you can leave, you don't need the emergency.
No, exactly. And you also wouldn't need the Richard Mille, but that could be quite an interesting one.
You fancy boy.
For a desert island watch. No, but I think to be honest, I think the, from out there on the market, a GMT could be quite useful.
Yeah.
Or just a dive watch. I think something like if you want to use it as a tool other than just a watch, I think the Ploprof could be a really good option.
So you can open oyster Ploprof. With it.
You can crack oysters open with it. You can do whatever you need to do. It's also a very capable dive watch, but I think that could be a great one watch choice as well.
And then you can also dive with it without any equipment, because the watch will push you to the bottom of the sea.
Exactly.
Nice.
Exactly. You can use it as a fishing weight. It's
it's amazing.
Very useful,
it's a multi-purpose watch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, but then so what would be like if you were we're all presumably at some point going on holiday later this year.
Yes.
What will be the watch that you will take from your collection? Would that be the same that you would take to a desert island, or would that be something else?
Yeah, I noticed last year that during the summer holiday, I was just wearing one watch. It was the Rolex Explorer.
Okay.
Reference 114270. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed just wearing one watch, not worry about changing it out for something else.
Right.
Yeah, that's
that
nice.
Was really... So this year I might... the year before, I think it was the Seiko SPB 317.
Yeah, true, true.
And I might go with that one this year. But
again, revisit the Seiko.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Nice.
Where are you planning on heading off to?
I'm going to visit my family-in-law in Spain.
Ah, okay. So it's not... I thought perhaps you picked the Seiko because you were going somewhere where perhaps the Rolex would attract the wrong kind of attention.
No.
Spain's not that bad.
Don't
so.
Really have to be afraid of fun. That in Spain. So... not in this area, at least.
Yeah.
But no, it's not a question of risk. It's just a question of whatever I enjoy wearing.
Yeah. I think that's always kind of a very idealistic scenario, like taking just one watch for the whole holiday.
Yeah.
And it probably is what makes the most sense in terms of peace of mind as well, because then otherwise you're worried about, the other one's okay. I put them in the hotel safe. Yeah. But like, you know, you hear all kinds of stories. And also we've obviously insisted on this many, many times on the podcast as well as on the website, but traveling with multiple watches can be risky. There's always potential customs yeah. issues and all kinds of stuff. How about you, Morgan? What would be it, like, you're obviously moving to a tropical island, so you'll take all your watches with you. But if you were going on holiday, what would be your one watch? Would it still be the Pelagos?
No, I think I would grab my Serica, actually.
Okay.
Because it's also a dive watch. Mm-hmm. And it's also what the brand wants is to be able to have one watch, do it all kind of watch. So you can also dress it up.
Yeah.
Like I would definitely see that watch with a tuxedo, to be honest. Yeah. Because mine is like black and white. With the mesh bracelet, you can bring it in the water doing whatever you like during the day. And in the evening, you can dress it up, put a little shirt on and put the watch on, and it will...
put it on an undersized NATO strap, and you have the sort of big crown James Bond.
Yeah, and you have the kind of the Submariner, But yeah, I would pick that one because it's a dive watch, 200-meter resistant. You have the GMT function, so you can just turn the bezel to track another time zone, and then you can also dress it up.
Yeah, fantastic.
So it's... And it also flies under the radar, so I'm not afraid to get robbed. So
that's
just perfect.
Gives you peace of mind in that way as well.
Yeah, it's just the perfect watch for me. I do really like that watch a lot.
Very nice. Yeah, I think for me, to be honest, this year when I go on holiday, it's going to be a bit of a coin toss between the Pelagos FXD, which obviously is kind of new to me now, and it's still kind of the most the more exciting watch and the one that you want to wear all the time.
Yeah.
It's going to be a coin toss between that and the Arcan Ultram, I have to say, because that could be quite a nice holiday watch. It's still 200 meters. It's a little bit smaller. It's a little bit more inconspicuous than the FXD, but it still has screw down crown, 200 meters of water resistance.
Are you traveling
really good
time zones?
I don't think if it's time zones, it might be 1 hour.
Yeah, maybe 1 hour.
It's Greece. Greece. Oh,
yeah. But, I think it's 1 hour, Greece, right?
So I think, so. Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. So it's not like you really strictly need a GMT for keeping track of time for just 1 hour. But it's also not a 24-hour GMT, so it's a 12-hour GMT. Mm. So basically the hands would just kind of move next to each other.
Yeah.
You would have the GMT very closely following the other hand. But I think that could be quite a nice watch, especially because it being a little bit smaller. Yeah. But of course, ideally, I do want to do a little bit of diving while I'm out there. So it might have to be the Pelagos, or I might just go against all good advice and take two watches with me.
I'm sure you're going to take two watches.
That's what I did last year.
Yeah, where is the Seamaster?
The Seamaster is taking a bit of a break. It's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere.
Did you guys broke up?
No. It's actually sitting on the table over there.
Yeah, it's waiting for...
I wanted to wear it today as well, but you're taking pictures of it, so it's important that it's not running.
Yeah, for once that it's not running, easier for me. Yeah.
Otherwise, that's what it would have been on my wrist for the show today. But no, that's still a great watch. It's just, you know, the excitement of when something is new, but I'm sure that I'll go back to it. That's the thing, right? The Pelagos FXD can't touch the Seamaster in the sense of it being a bracelet watch, right?
Yeah,
so the good thing is it has a bracelet. I think it's a fairly decent bracelet. Obviously, it's not the most incredible bracelet. It's a little bit old now, 20 years.
You don't have a micro adjust and everything.
There's no micro adjust. But at the same time, it's still a watch that I know I'm going to have forever. I bought it for my 30th birthday. So at the same time, it's a special one. Yeah. It's a bit of a milestone watch, so definitely not going anywhere. So, but for the actual island scenario that might come up later this year, it's definitely going to be... either the FXD or the Arcan. That's going to be my pick.
Nice.
Perfect. Cool. Well, that ends our desert island watch picks. Thanks, guys, for lending me your imagination. Sure. And let's wrap it up with a comment of the week, which comes from a gentleman by the username of Sick T Gray. I don't know if that's how you spell it, but SYKTGREI, who says, you guys should do a foot check as well, as there's always some amazing footwear to be spotted on the podcast.
Oh,
Wow. So we could do the first foot check okay. Shoe check.
So I have crep check on my foot. My Salomon. I don't know the reference number.
Ball of Salomon.
It's the XT Pathway in white, which is not so white anymore.
It's not so white,
but
yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Perfect, very nice. And Dan, what's on your?
Yeah, I'm wearing a New Balance, and I just looked for the reference number, and it's a 237.
That's handy, actually.
Yeah,
it's really good to know.
It says it's the intelligent choice.
The intelligent choice. It's the thinker's thinking man's.
You always very light. I've been the smart guy anyway.
Very light and very
Perfect. Perfect. I'm still wearing a still very white pair of Vans Vault. I think something like it's like Style 36, something like that. I don't know. It's just a pair of white Vans with a blue swoosh on them. That will probably not be very white by the end of this year. But for now, they're still nice and fresh.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, I don't know if we'll do that again. But hey, in case not, thank you for commenting, of course. Yeah. And again, thank you guys for joining me. Thank you for listening. As always, make sure to leave a comment. What would be your desert island watch? Please tell us in the comments down below. Yes. And as always, tune in next week for another episode of Fratello Talks. See you then.